And also with you.
Good to see you as we worship together this morning. The order of service, you'll find it on this sheet. And if I could ask you please to turn to the inside page, that's page 2. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips, and all the day long with our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. Say together, we're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand. We stand as a forgiven people.
Therefore, let us praise God for his mercy and give thanks to him for his goodness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Come, let us worship.
Thank you.
There's a special prayer, or collect as we call it, for each day and Sunday. The prayer of the day. Creator God, who in the beginning commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we pray that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ may dispel the darkness of ignorance and unbelief, shine into the hearts of all your people, and reveal the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sit for the reading.
When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice according to what started in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation and to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Simeon blessed them and said to his mother, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and the sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet. Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, was of great age, having lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage. Then, as a widow to the age of 84, she never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. That when they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him.
Thank you.
of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Recently, I had a new experience, and you would think that after something like 26 years ordained, I would have had the opportunity of experiencing every type of experience that a rector comes across every day. But this one took me on the back foot. It started off a bit like this, rector. And when I hear that word rector, I know there's something coming afterwards. And it was this. Rector, will you sit for the art club? And then, but of course, rector, in your robes. My blood pressure went down immediately. And we would like you to come some Thursday morning and sit for us. And I didn't quite know how to respond. But there only was, of course, one answer I could give. And that was yes. And I said, we'll come back to it again. Well, 2 weeks ago, the day and hour came. And I was reminded, of course, rector, we'll be seeing you next Thursday in your robes. And I turned up at the church hall in all of this regalia at 10 a.m. The tables were all positioned quite differently around the hall, and there was a chair at the top end. Never guess who had to sit in the chair. So I went in. Everybody was a little bit nervous, including yours truly. I was told where to go, and then it was very simple after that. They were all going to draw me, but I couldn't move. I had to be completely still. Have you ever tried to be completely still with over 20 people looking at you who would be very quick to point out, rector, don't move anymore. Rector, you're twitching. Well, I was told, let's start off easy. Let's go for an hour, rector, and then we'll have coffee. There I was in the chair, all eyes focused all around me, trying very hard not to move a muscle. And the focus, the waiting, and the concentration was electric in the hall. Nothing was stirring. No noise, no sound, just total focus as I was waiting and waiting and waiting for the bell to go at 11 o'clock for coffee, when I could move my arms, move my head, blink my eyes, and whatever. We had coffee, and then, oh, rector, another half hour, please. Back to the chair I went, back to where I was, and we continued on. But waiting and waiting and waiting, that actually is very difficult. And being still at the same time. Because we live in a world where people are rushing here, rushing there, with music and noise going on all around them. And we're dashing. In many ways, we're a bit like headless chickens, sometimes catching ourselves on the return because we're going so fast. And when you're going so fast, you miss the obvious and you miss the important things because you're too busy focused on other things. Well, our reading today was all about the presentation of Jesus, and it involved an awful lot of waiting. Who were the two old people who we heard about in the reading, who were in the temple? Rory, I know, knows because he read that superbly well. Who were the two people we heard about? Simeon was one, and Anna. Now let's go for gold, the really attentive listener. How old was Anna? 84. And there they all were. And Simeon had been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for Jesus to come. And he was so pleased with Mary and Joseph fulfilling the law, doing all that had been asked of them, presenting Jesus in the temple, and Simeon there recognized this is the person he has been waiting and waiting and waiting for. And he is so pleased, he uses the words that we call the Nunc Dimittis, and we're going to be singing those tonight at Choral Evensong. A light to reveal you to the Gentiles. And he got it. He got it that this baby was Jesus. He got it that this baby was God's Son. And he got it that this baby was going to reveal so much going forward. And while this was happening, Anna, this elderly lady, comes around and recognizes just what's going on. And she is so pleased that she now has seen this very special baby who's going to do amazing things for everybody in the years to come. And she gets it. She gets it that this is Jesus, God's Son. How do you think Mary felt when this elderly man takes her precious baby in his arms? How do you think Mary felt at that moment in time? Was she, do you think, delighted? Or was she very nervous? Her little baby in this elderly man's arms walking around the temple. Well, I'm quite sure she was apprehensive and nervous. But they get it who this person is. They're waiting and they're waiting and their waiting was worth it. Then Anna does something very important. She rushes off and she tells everybody that she's got it and that she has seen Jesus, God's Son, and that he is going to grow up and his ministry is going to begin, and it's going to be a journey that's going to be full of challenges, full of opportunities, full of ups and downs. And she goes out and tells everybody just what she has seen. We too are called to reveal Christ in our own lives. We too are called to share Christ by the way we live our own lives. And I came across these words recently. Your life helps to paint your neighbor's picture of God. Your life helps to paint your neighbor's picture of God. Think of the art club. There they all were drawing pictures of me, but I'm just an ordinary individual. But our lives have got to help to paint our neighbor's picture of God. By the way we go about our lives, by what we say, by what we think, and by what we do. And I am wondering, what sort of picture do our lives paint of God for our neighbours to see? Because we have an opportunity on this day, the presentation of Christ, the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, to reveal Christ in our own lives and to create a wonderful picture that is going to attract people who then can get it that Jesus is God's Son, born on Christmas Day, who is with us 24/7. But the question is, are we with Christ? And the question is, what sort of painting are we painting for other people to see? Because you know what paintings, you walk in, you look at paintings in the shop, some are very eye-catching, I like that. And you like it so much, you may buy it and hang it up in your house. Or, that's dreadful. That is awful. I don't want to see that again. How focused are we at creating a good painting of God through our lives for our neighbors to see the revelation of God in us, to encourage them, to inspire them to come along and be part of the Christian faith? That is the challenge. The good news is the Ark Club survived. The good news is I survived. And the good news is there are some very good portraits of the rector It was a fascinating morning. A morning of new opportunities, a morning of challenge, but a morning of waiting and being still. And for me, a rare opportunity to focus on many things as we were encouraging so much hard work in the art club. But let's take that example and take the painting of our lives and let us brush it up. Let us tune it up and let it be an attractive painting of God through us to connect and to reveal to other people. Because that is what Jesus did. When Simeon saw him, when Anna saw him, they got it. May we get it too. And may we share that painting with one another. Amen. The children are now going to come forward to sing their anthem, Give Me Oil in My Lamp.
Sometimes when I listen to the boys and girls singing with such enthusiasm and we clap them accordingly, it makes me feel we probably could do better ourselves taking our example from them. Great. Now, we heard earlier on about Mary and Joseph bringing the child Jesus to the temple. They did what they were supposed to do. And one of the reasons we come to our temple, to church, is because we are Christians and we follow Jesus Christ. And we come to a very important point of the service now, where we're going to state our belief in God. Would you stand, please? Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, who redeemed the world?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
And now the prayers. Let us pray.
Dear Lord, we pray for all the families in our parish, and we pray for all those who volunteer in our church. We pray for those who received their exam results recently. Please remind us to thank you, love you, and listen to you each and every day. Amen.
In our parish, we pray for all those who are bereaved at this time. We ask God's blessing upon them, for strength and for support to sustain them today and in the difficult days to come. In particular, we pray for the Fee family following the death of Sheila, and for Claire Hurst and her family following the death of her mother. Almighty God, Father of all mercies and giver of all comfort, deal graciously, we pray, with those who mourn, that casting all their care on you, they may know the consolation of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
We pray for our parish church. As we reflect on the presentation of Christ in the temple and how Simeon and Anna got it, that this baby was Jesus, God's Son, who will come to redeem the world, we pray that our lives may help to paint our neighbour's picture of God. And as we do so, we pray that all who come here will experience a warm welcome and support and encouragement. God, our Heavenly Father, make the door of our church wide enough to welcome all who need human love, fellowship, and a father's care, but narrow enough to shut out all envy, pride, and hatred. Here may the tempted find help, the sorrowing receive comfort, and the penitent be assured of your mercy. And here may all your children renew their strength and go on their way in hope and joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Together we pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes, as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come,
your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
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 Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. There are refreshments at the West End immediately after this service. I do hope that you can all stay behind to enjoy fellowship and friendship with each other and to enjoy the coffee. And today the proceeds are going to be given to Cancer Focus NI, a most important organisation. We have an opportunity today to support their very, very important work. Members of Youth Etc., along with their parents, and also new members who may want to get involved in Youth Etc., it's our youth group for those who are aged 11 years and upwards. Please go and get your coffee and refreshments, and then come along to the side chapel where our leader, Jonathan Martin, and his assistant, Daniel Dunning, along with myself, are going to be there, and we're going to try to sync diaries to organise the next activity. But even for those who want to learn more about Youth Etc., the work of the youth group, also very welcome to come to join us in the side chapel in just a few moments after you've got your coffee and juice at the West End. Today and every Sunday in February, the General Register of Vestry Persons is open for new names. If you are not a registered vestry person and would like to become one, please see the church wardens immediately after this service. This entitles you to vote at the Easter vestry meeting, and subject to your consent, if you are nominated, to allow your name to go forward for the several offices of the church for the coming year. But the church wardens have all the details, and they'd be very glad to speak with you after this service. You will see in the pew news and the service sheet an insert flyer with many different dates of forthcoming events, meetings and activities during February. Do please note them in your diary and do please come along, and they're open to your friends and neighbours as well. The parish Lent lunch is going to be on Sunday the 3rd of March, this Sunday next month. There are tickets at the back of church. Do please take one simply for catering purposes only. And we do ensure it would be a lovely day, a great lunch and great fellowship. And if we could fill the hall again to capacity, that would be terrific. And finally, the March Columban deadline is Wednesday. For those of you who wish to submit articles, please ensure the editor, Billy McAlpine, has them by tea time on Wednesday. Let us pray.
Before we sing the final hymn, we will ask for God's blessing, confident that we will receive it. But before that, we're going to join in the words of the prayer which you'll find on the order of service. We say together, be with us, Lord,
as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth.
May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight.
For the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and with all for whom you pray, today and always. Amen.
Thank you.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Amen.